Well, it's 21 minutes after 5 South African time. I was just telling Haji Abu Yusuf, we got a new listener from Ireland, Atifa and Alima. They're listening to the program from Ireland, subhanAllah. Ustad, is the 25th of Muharram, 1443. We welcome to this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, this blessed day of Friday, the 25th of Muharram, 1443, we focus on chapter 16, Surah Nahl, and verse number 91. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَأَوْفُوا بِأَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا أَهَدْتُمْ. You human being, you must fulfill the pledge, the covenant of Almighty Allah. When you took that pledge and covenant with Almighty Allah, hence Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commands us in various places of the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 1, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, awfu bil uqood. O you who believe, iman walo, O you who attain faith. 89 different places. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about it. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, to elevate our rank and status. O you who believe, awfu bil uqood, fulfill your covenant, your pledges, your promises, your contracts, your obligations. So all these meanings will be found here. So Almighty Allah is teaching us that we must not be people who enter into a contract, whether with creator or creation, and then we say, no, that I am going to violate it, I am going to break it, and so forth. So that does not befit the true believer. And Almighty Allah, before creating us in the realm of the souls, of the spirits, alam-e arwah, Almighty Allah took a pledge from us, alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your sustainer, nourisher, and provider? Qalu bala, every one of the human being and the arwah, the soul said, why not? Yes, you are our sustainer, nourisher, provider. Where did this pledge and covenant take place? It took place in Maidan Arafat, on the plains of Arafat, and this is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustan Ahmad, various compilations. So therefore, once a year, the Ummah goes to Arafat during the occasion of pilgrimage and Hajj. And when we used to go, now the past 2 years, due to unforeseen circumstances, we could not go. We would remind ourselves and the Hujjaj and the pilgrims there on the plains of Arafat to say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. O Allah, we are prepared, we are ready, Ya Allah, for every commandment of yours. And we would say and announce and pronounce, Anta Rabbuna, you are our sustainer, nourisher, provider. Whatever is destined for you, you will get it, even if it is millions of miles and millions and billions of kilos away from you. And if it is not destined for you, then you will not cannot get it, even if it is right there in your hands, in your possession, meaning you won't be able to use it. So Almighty Allah is reminding us, wa'ufu bi ahdi Allah, fulfill the pledges and the covenant of Almighty Allah, idha ahadtum, when you made that pledge. Wala tanqudul aymana ba'da tawkidiha, and do not break and violate your oath. We take an oath, wallahi, billahi, qasam, I'm telling you, I will do it for you, I will do that for you. So all this, we take it so lightly, Allah forbid. We take an oath and then we just break it. Wala tanqudul aymana, and do not violate and break your oath, ba'da tawkidiha, after you have confirmed it. So therefore, when a person takes an oath, oath is on the name, sacred name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and he, that person, then violates it, breaks it, then there is a penalty. فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ أَشْرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ, you have to feed 10 poor Muslims. So remember that you have to give them 300 ren, 400 ren, 500 ren, depending, remember that which category of person you are. If you are just making ends meet, then give out 300 ren. If you are middle class, 400 ren. If you are in the super class, 500 ren. So each one of the poor Muslim will receive 30 ren each, or 40 ren, or 50 ren. And remember, Almighty Allah has mentioned this and is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 89. So therefore, Almighty Allah states, وَحْفَذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ, you must guard your oaths. Don't violate it, don't desecrate the sacred name of Allah. But people take haram oaths today. So they say, wallahi, I won't speak to you. So remember, an oath like that is not permissible. So you break it and then pay the penalty and kafara and so forth. So do not violate and break your oath after you have confirmed it. وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا, and indeed you have made upon yourself Almighty Allah a witness. Kafila shahida, kafila dhamina, you have made Allah the guardian over yourself. Inna Allah ya'alamu ma taf'alun, verily Almighty Allah knows everything, his knowledge all embracing, all encompassing, ma taf'alun, what you are doing, in the brightness of the day or the darkness of the night. In our night time, it's very late and the people are busy with the internet, with the pornography, with the chat sites, whatever we do in khalwa or jalwa, in private or public, everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We have various several announcements to make. Let's start with the good one first. We say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Yesterday we sent out to all our esteemed listeners and those on our various groups that it was Nasiha number 2100. We first and foremost thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We send salawat, salutations, blessings upon the Master and our leader Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then I have to thank my colleague Maulana Ahmad Dokrat Hafidhullah, Allah bless him, grant his father Jannatul Firdaus, grant his mother, family, all of them siha and afia. That we can never forget, it was his initiative, and mashallah that he's spending hours and hours so you, the ummah, can benefit. Allah Jalla wa Allah bless him. We thank our Hafiz Muhammad Basa also. Mashallah, he is taking care of the website so you can then peruse it in your leisure time for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. And muftiakhussain.net, you will find all the nasiha there, insha'allahul aziz. So that was the good one. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Then the sad, sad news. Yesterday I was very, very sad. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Each one of these people whose names I'm going to take, they all left this world. They're all buried already. Just look at the circumstances. We first go to Denhauser. They were these youngsters. They grew up in front of me. They went to school by 20 years in Newcastle. It was my house and then one person's house, a non-Muslim Prakash, and then their house, the Desai's house, and they were there. And subhanallah, then we hear that yesterday the news came through. I spoke to the family that our brother Dawood Basha, that his daughter married just for 3 weeks, Rabia. So Rabia passes away, her husband Abdul Qadir passes away, Dawood's son passes away. Imagine that in the prime of their life, three janazas, yesterday 3 o'clock in Denhauser. Allah Jalla Wala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Allah grant the family Sabre Jameel. Then last night I heard of my good friend Muhammad Abdul Hamid Chunara of Springs. He passed away around 6:45 and the night of Jumu'ah. Allah Jalla used to phone me so often and used to make so much dua for us. Allah Jalla Wala grant him just Jannatul Firdaus, the family Sabre Jameel. And then my cousin I heard about there in Bethal. So now then Nargis is our Jusa Mama's beloved daughter, and Nargis' son passed away, Imtiaz, yesterday. When she heard about her son in the morning, she just went into a coma, and then last night she also passed away. So Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. And then we hear about when I was in Newcastle 20 years, Alhamdulillah. There was a brother, Abdul Qadir Goga. He passed away many, many years ago. The Goga family, we knew very well. We still know them. We still have contact. So he used to pick me up, and his daughter, Firoza, she's married there in Klagsdorp to Dr. Jeeva. And we know the family well. So she also passed away. Last night was a janaza. So make dua for all these marhumin. Now tahajjud time with Allah's help. We make dua for the entire ummah. We make dua for all our deceased. Learn these two ayats, I beg you, O Ummah. I request you, I appeal to you. Today they are gone, tomorrow we will be gone, and we will be waiting for somebody to recite and make dua for us. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Rabbana ghfirli wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. O my beloved Allah, Jalla wala, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. These are the people we knew. What about those we don't know? So include everybody. Then every day people are passing away. Some we know, some we don't know. Surah 59, chapter 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away with Iman and Islam. So grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Grant their families Sabre Jameel, Ya Allah. Next one, remember that today, that South African time, 11:20, 20 past 11, inshallah, we will link up with Makkah Mukarramah, and the khutbah, sermon, and salat will be rendered by Sheikh Abdullah Awad al-Juhani, and inshallah, we will translate it and then make dua, and then I will go to the Sufi Masjid here in Lanay Asia, inshallah, for my Jummah and lecture and so forth. Today, for you, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, and remember, for you, the Ansar listeners, so Markaz Sahaba, between 1 and 2, you will have a double header of tafsir. So between 1, you will have 2 tafsirs, because few verses, they must by mistakenly, they left it out, so it will play today. And then 1:30 to 2, we will continue, inshallah, with Surah Yunus, and that is verses 53 to 56. So make dua, read abundant Durood Sharif, read Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan. Make this Friday a special Friday. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah o laylataha, whosoever Allah give death on a Friday during the day, that's today now, or the night of Friday last night after Maghrib, after sunset, said, وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. Almighty Allah protects that person from the punishment and chastisement of the grave. May Almighty Allah make our khatima ending on Iman.
Ameen.
And may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant all our marhumin, our brothers, sisters who passed away with Iman, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and the family Sabri Jameel. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
We go to Reservoir Hills, Ustad. Dear Mufti Sahab, I pray my 5 times Salah daily, but my duas don't get accepted. What am I doing wrong, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brother, do you know the meaning of Salat? We say Namaz, we say prayer. The proper term used and the terminology in the Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah is Salat. In the Ahadith Mubarakah, the words Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used was Salat. So my brother, Salat is derived philology, that you go into the history of the words, As-sila tu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. I don't know you, brother. I know Reservoir Hills, but I don't know you. Now you and every Muslim, myself included, we should do some x-raying. We should do some, remember that introspection. How are we performing our salat? Many people perform their salat, and it leaves a lot to be desired. Up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. Quick, quick, they just go. How many times I tell people, I tell ulama sometimes, how you read salat? So you must remember, and imams, they just make quick, quick. We can't even read 3 times Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So you must remember, Salat must be read. Chapter 23, verse number 2. Chapter 23, verse number 2. Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. They are those people who read Salat with devotion and concentration. Otherwise, we're just going through the motions. You must remember that. So, one. Number two, you, my brother, the statement you made, you must change it immediately. A person in all times, all cases, all circumstances, you must remember. Remain husnu dhanni billah. With Almighty Allah, you must remain positive. Is Hadith a Qudsi? Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Qala Allahu Azza wa Jalla, Allah Jalla wala states, Ana akunu ala dhanni abdi bi. I will treat my servant as he thinks of me, as he wants of me. You are being negative, so your life will go negative. Say, my Allah is Rahim, he is Kareem, he is Arhamur Rahimeen, he is Khairul Raziqeen, the most merciful one to show mercy, the one, the best one to grant us sustenance and provision and everything else. So be positive with Allah, then raise your hands, go into sajda, out of salat, and speak to Almighty Allah in any language. Give out charity daily, and then you will see you live in Reservoir Hills, a whole reservoir of bounties and favors will then be showering upon you, my brother.
I see a new listener, Ustad, by the name of Ted. He says, hi guys, sir, doing drugs is a bad thing and I need help. Listening to the Quran relaxes me equally. I am a non-Muslim. Can I get high on your people's holy book, Quran? It is safer than substance abuse. And where do you guys live in Durban? Ted, Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Ted. Ted Kennedy, right? So, the Kennedy family, you remember your history. So now, my brother Ted, we have 2 things for you. One negative and one positive. So the negative is you brought it upon yourself, my brother. That's our starting point. In life, today, people, this is a common phenomenon that they always want to apportion blame to somebody else. We must take responsibility. When calamity strike, then say it is my own deeds. So let me take you through a journey, Ted. You went to school, then maybe you went to college, at university, then you mingled with some bad friends, bad elements. They said, come on, you can't be a square. You must try the mandrax, you must try the cocaine, you must try all these things. So come on, Ted. You said, yes, I will show you. And then you got hooked to it. You got addicted to it. Now today your life is falling apart. But now when you listen to us with the help and mercy of Allah, you're not listening to me, my brother Ted. You're listening to the direct speech of Almighty Allah. You see, in this continent in which me and you are, my brother Ted, I want you to write this down, make a mental note. If you want the podcast, you will just send me a message, 071-888-1184, or you contact Moana Arafat, our and more brother Junaid, and brothers, they will send it to you, 084-786-3132. See what I'm telling you, Ted. In this continent of ours, Africa, the Muslims, they left Makkah Mukarramah because they were persecuted, tortured. This is the first migration in the history of Islam from the holy city of Makkah Mukarramah to Habasha, here to Ethiopia, in that part of the world. The ruler there, Negus, here in Najashi, we say, radiallahu an, a very, very upright, just person. So he asked the Muslims that what is the real problem? So Jafar radiallahu an, the brother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, he read Surah Maryam, Mary chapter 19. Now I want you, brother, you Ted, make note, mental note, write it down. Chapter 5, verse 83, I read for you. Remember, this is a Muslim, a student, a companion of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, reading, reciting the noble Quran to who? You must remember, to a non-Muslim ruler and his cabinet. Now listen to what Allah says. For you Muslims, the beginning of the seventh juz, the seventh supara. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. When they heard what was revealed to Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you could see their eyes filled with tears and the tears rolling down, because now the truth has dawned upon them and they recognize the truth. What did they do, Dad? Dad, they left all the kufr and shirk. They left all the blasphemy, polytheism. They, in your case, they left the drugs and the bad elements and bad friends. And there and then they said, Yaqulun. Allah uses the word in the present tense. We must try and visualize it as though as the incident is unfolding in front of our eyes. Rabbana amanna faktubna. Oh, our beloved Allah, our sustainer, nourisher. We bring iman. We believe in you, oh Allah. We believe in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We believe in all the articles of faith. Faktubna Shahideen. Ya Allah, that you record our names amongst those who gave testimony, who came into the fold of Islam. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever forgot his favor and ihsan he did, not to the Prophet, but to the students and companions of the Master, peace be upon him. He granted them asylum. So my brother Ted, when he passes away, that is Najashi, during the lifetime of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is there in Medina. He migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Najashi passes away. His demise takes place here in Ethiopia. The Master, alayhi salam, receives revelation and says, come, we're going to read the Salatul Janaza, the funeral prayer, in absentia for him, for Negus, for Najashi. Therefore, remember the Shafi and the Hanbali scholars and jurors, they say it's permissible. Hanafis and Malikis say it's not permissible. That's academic discussion. The lesson we learn from here is this. When the Quran is bringing such joy to you, it is bringing that solace to you, it is bringing bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that is not time for you to leave the drugs, to leave the wine, dine and swine, and come to your natural home and and that is Islam. You want to learn about drugs and alcohol, another chapter, another verse in the same chapter, chapter 5, the first one I gave you was chapter 5, verse 83. Now chapter 5, verse number 90, just take number verse 90. It carries on, but I just give you verse 90. Right? You can read more. Yeah, you can just Google it, the Quran translation. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu innamal khamru wal maisiru wal ansabu wal azlamu rijsum min amali shaitan. Oh, you who believe, you must abstain from this alcohol and from this gambling and so forth, right? Then in front is mentioned, rijsun is napak, is impure, min amali shaitan. It is the handiwork of shaitan. You will find shaitan and his cronies and comrades, they get busy in this. Fajtanibu, you must abstain and refrain from it. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you are prosperous and successful. That is the divine recipe, prescription, and to follow the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So think about it, Ted, that keep on listening to the Quran, and that will bring you closer to your natural home, which is Islam.
I see Brother Ted is crying, Ustad, and he says, God forgive me, God forgive me. And he's asking, where do you live, sir? He says, my family has left me because of the same habit that I have, drugs. Ustad, Ted.
You will lose everybody. You see, in Arabic, forgive, Allah forgives, God forgives everybody. But we have to make the right decision, my brother. And the right decision is to enter into the fold of Islam. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Never despair and become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Chapter 39, verse 33. Chapter 39, verse 53. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah will forgive all the sins, but you have to enter into the fold of Islam. So my brother Ted, you saw the consequences in the world. Your wife, your children all left you. Why? Al-khamr. What is khamr? Al-khamru ma yukhamiru al-aqla. It beclouds the mind. You can't even think straight. You can't drive straight. You can't walk straight when you are totally intoxicated and drunk, my brother. So why destroy your life and your year after? So our invitation remains, whenever you are ready, then where do we live? I live far away from you, near Johannesburg. Remember that. And our what you are listening is our other studio there in Durban. So that is why that people sometimes get confused. I'm in the Gauteng and we have studio here, and we have another studio there in Durban. Allah guide you, and Allah Ta'ala forgive all of us, my brother Ted.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. I see our very good friend is back with us this morning, Alan. He says, I want to assist you, sir, of how we can help our Afia to come out from there. Is there any letters that we can write to the government, Ustad? Alan.
Thank you, my brother Alan. What you need to do, Alan, is you know that you have the embassy of America here in Pretoria. You know that you have some officers of theirs there in Durban and so forth. And you can just Google it. Send them an email and tell them that United States of America used to pride itself and say democracy, human rights, and a sample example to the world and so forth. So why don't you release Afia, send her back to Pakistan and so forth, maybe through your efforts, brother Alan. Remember, because you are not a Muslim, it can change their hearts and so forth. We hope and we pray the Pakistan government of Imran Khan, we hope and pray that our Taliban, who are just in power now for 1 week or so, so inshallah, that through the prayers of the Ummah, the prayers of our Dr. Afia Siddiq, his family, she was in Zambia and so forth as well, remember, in her youth. So I met her neighbors and so forth there as well. Anyway, the point I'm making here is this. We all should pray, Ya Allah, bring our sister Dr. Afia Siddiqui back home.
Ameen.
And to her beloved children and family. Ya Allah, our brothers who are rotting there in the hellhole in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, let them also come back to Afghanistan.
Ameen.
And to the Taliban, and they will show the world what Islam does. If you want to know, go ask Yvonne Ridley. She embraced Islam because the way that the Taliban treated her, not now, in those days, remember, they captured her and she wrote a book. Yvonne Ridley, the author, in the hands of the Taliban. Go read it. Don't just start swallowing everything the Western media speaks. The West got such a threshing and such a whooping, they will never ever forget. If you know what is coming through the wires, the latest news, that remember that the half of America almost wants Biden to resign. His own party, almost 25%, 30% want him to resign. Humiliation upon the American dictators. And remember, this is Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah does not make a noise.
I see Sister Melanie says, sir, I think Alan has finally seen. God is making him see the light at the end of the tunnel. Melanie, you start.
100%. When I just heard this question, my sister Melanie, me and you on the same level now, that we're thinking telepathy. You know telepathy. What you were thinking, I was thinking of the same thing. Slowly, slowly, he's mellowing down. And now he's realizing, I can't swallow everything the Western media tells us. We have to sift out what is the truth and what is falsehood. And that is our message. We got nothing to hide, remember that. Therefore, we open the floor for you, Muslim, non-Muslim. You ask whatever you want to. We will propagate Islam in its pristine purity, not the polluted one and diluted one, that Mother Earth is God, and that's kufr, that. Whether it's this organization or that organization, that puts a person straight out of the fold of Islam. So we need to be very clear. We must never ever curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, and any government. That is our stance. Remember that. That is what Islam teaches us.
One more question, Ustad, before you leave us. I see Stanley. He says, I'm a very good friend of yours. We must become friends. Stanley says, Ustad. He says, the devil's tricks never change. Why can't we as the world stand together as one body to stand for justice? Stanley, Ustad.
My brother Stanley, me and you are in this world, right? So you must remember, we speak of paradise. We speak of Jannah. So Almighty Allah created the angels. They don't have the ability, capacity, capability to commit vices and sin. Chapter 66, verse number 6. La ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'barun. That they will just carry out whatever they are commanded to do. So they will glorify, sing the praises of Allah and so forth. Second one, God created jinn, the invisible creation. And from fire, you get the good ones and you get the bad ones. And read chapter 72 of the Noble Quran. You will find the details there. So that's number two. Then Almighty Allah created this masterpiece, this human being. And our spiritual father, Adam, and mother Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. You Muslims, learn to pronounce the names correctly, not Hawa and Hawa Bibi and all that. Hawa and all that in Urdu means the wind. You understand? The wind will take away then. So Hawa, life, remember that. With tashdeed on the waw. So H-A-W-W-A. Whenever there's tajdeed, shadda, then the letters must be also repeated like this here, H-A-W-W-A. Nevertheless, so we go on. So now it's in paradise, Stanley. So who's there? The angels are there. Prophet Adam is there, peace be upon him. His honorable wife Eve is there, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. Now does Iblis, Lucifer, Satan, this is in paradise. The angels were amazed with the knowledge he has, you know. He was Muallimul Malaika. He Azazil, he was known as. That, you got so much knowledge. But then the pride and the arrogance got a hold of him. When Almighty Allah commanded him and the angels, that now you prostrate and then you go into sajda to this masterpiece I created. All the angels went. And they prostrated, and that is how, simultaneously. But he refused. Now I want you, Stanley, to read all these verses, chapter 7, Surah A'raf. And it starts, you must remember, at verse number 11, and it goes on till 23, 24. 24. So chapter 7, verses 11 to 23, 24. And then you will find your answer there. He said, I'm going to lead you astray, O human being. I'll come to you from your right hand side, from your left hand side, from front of you, behind you. La'atiyannahum min bayni aydihim wa min khalfihim wa an aymanihim wa an shama'ilihim wa la tajidu aktharahum shakirin. Chapter 7, verse 17. So he said that I'm going to lead you astray. I'm not going to sit alone in the hellfire. I'm going to pack it up and fill it up to capacity. So let's take round figures now. 7 billion people on this earth, 6 billion non-Muslim, 1 billion Muslim. That also is exaggeration, but okay, we just round it off. So we don't even have 1 billion Muslims. Remember that all Muslims just make propaganda and fairy tales. So remember that. So what we are? 6 billion non-Muslims. They have become agents of Satan. Why? They don't want to remember Allah. They don't want to be loyal. People love to be the slaves of their own woman's fancies and desires. Yes, justice must prevail. But remember, peace will come when there's justice. Justice will come when we are grateful. Gratefulness will come when we are true Muslims. I leave you and we'll join you 11:20 inshallah today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.